This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Canadian police are searching for two men suspected of killing 10 people in a series of stabbings in an Indigenous community in nearby town. The massive manhunt for the perpetrators of one of the deadliest attacks in the nation's history stretched into its second day Monday. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Yesterday's attacks in Saskatchewan are shocking and heartbreaking. My thoughts and the thoughts of all Canadians are with those who've lost loved ones and with those who are injured.
Authorities have said some of the victims were targeted and others appear to have been chosen at random. Officials have given no motive for the crimes, but a senior Indigenous leader suggested drugs were somehow involved. Europe's largest nuclear plant has been knocked off Ukraine's electricity grid after its last transmission line was disconnected because of a fire caused by shelling. The International Atomic Energy Agency said it was informed Monday by Ukrainian authorities that the reserve line was deliberately disconnected to extinguish a fire. The line is to be reconnected once the fire is extinguished. The incident fueled fears of a potential nuclear disaster at Zaporizhia, which is one of the 10 biggest nuclear plants in the world. The developments came on the eve of a report to the UN Security Council by IAEA inspectors. The Ukrainians and Russian both accuse each other of attacking the plant. Again, the largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President-elect William Ruto said he will work to deliver for the Kenyan population, speaking after the country's Supreme Court upheld his recent election win. The court unanimously dismissed claims by petitioners, including runner-up and former Prime Minister Raila Odinga, that the vote was rigged. Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
President-elect William Ruto welcomed Monday's decision, pledging to serve the Kenyan people.
And we are truly, truly grateful. And I want to say to the people of Kenya and to those who have made effort to get us here that we will not let you down. We work hard and we will not let you down.
The seven-judge court ruled that results of the August 9th presidential election were valid under the Constitution and electoral law. The judges also said they found no significant irregularities or illegalities. Chief Justice Martha Koome read the ruling on behalf of the other six judges. She dismissed eight petitions challenging the outcome, including the one from former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. The court found that the Electoral Commission deployed technology that correctly identified voters, transmitted results, and was not disrupted. The court also said the polling station results were not tampered with and found that Ruto attained more than 50% of the vote.
We are of the view that the pointed irregularities and irregularities were not of such magnitude as to affect the final result of the presidential election.
The IEBC is the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission. Odinga said in a statement that he will respect the court's ruling. Ruto will be sworn in next week and become the fifth president of the Republic of Kenya, succeeding Uhuru Kenyatta. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The UN Refugee Agency has rushed in more desperately needed aid to flood-stricken Pakistan as the nation's prime minister traveled to the south, where rising waters of Lake Manchar pose a new threat. Two UNHCR planes touched down on Monday in the southern port city of Karachi, and two more were expected later in the day. Recapping our top story, Canadian police are searching for two men suspected of killing 10 people in a series of stabbings in an Indigenous community in nearby town. The massive manhunt for the perpetrators of one of the deadliest attacks in the nation's history stretched into its second day Monday. Authorities have said some of the victims were targeted and others appear to have been chosen at random. Officials have given no motive for the crimes but have suggested drugs were somehow involved. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.